Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 1st, 2007. Today's message is titled, The Sin of the World. And it's our privilege today to share this perspective from God's Word with you. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sharing this message from our home office, and Brooksine's excited right now. What is that, a yellow finch?
Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. and Mrs. Yellow Finch he's looking at.
So
today's scripture text is from John 1, verse 29.
Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
This spring season, I've seen many young lambs in the fields and pasture lands around us. It's delightful to watch these tiny and very dependent lambs a short time after they're born, standing on wobbly feet next to their mother. Yesterday, I looked on as one who appeared to be crippled ran on three legs attempting to keep up with the rest of the flock. The scene caused me to stop for a moment in quiet observation, since the lamb is used in such a powerful way in the Bible.
In the Old Testament, the word lamb is used almost exclusively in a literal sense in relation to the sacrificial system of the Law of Moses. In the New Testament, the word lamb is used almost exclusively to describe Jesus Christ. The one notable exception in the Old Testament is a remarkable prophecy by Isaiah, in which he speaks of the Messiah as being brought as a lamb to the slaughter, in Isaiah 53, verse 7.
I believe John had this prophetic statement in mind when, upon seeing Jesus, he declared, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." It's interesting that this statement was made before Christ even began his public ministry or given any teaching regarding his forthcoming death. John seems to be speaking with revelation from God, for indeed, the main reason that Christ came to this earth was to take away sin.
The greatest concentrated use of the word lamb in the Bible is found in the book of Revelation. And all but one of them is a reference to Christ as the Lamb of God.
Today, let us remember this glorious Lamb who was sacrificed once and for all for the sins of this world. And let us once again commit ourselves fully to His cause.
Let's pray together. Lamb of God, I worship You for all You are. And thank You for all that You have done. Only You could appease the heart of the Father to bring reconciliation and hope to fallen man. The curse of sin was never done away with until You became the sacrificial lamb. Thank You for Your complete obedience and unending compassion. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine, for preparing these messages with me. And we pray for each of our podcast listeners that they would be touched and reminded of God's love. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. On the site today, we have a picture of a mural, a huge mural that uses an entire wall at our youth center, if you care to look at it. And also have some links to music, one certainly the Twyla Paris song that we've enjoyed for many years called Lamb of God, if you care to go to the links. Finally, we have also available a book that Brooksine enjoys reading to Esther every year, and Esther would still claim it to be among her favorites, called The Crippled Lamb by one of our favorite writers, Max Lucado. Or is it Lucado? I always get confused. Lucado. Brooksine one time attended his church down in San Antonio, Texas. We've appreciated his writings probably for 15 or 20 years now. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged.